a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Welcome back from the newsroom.
Hello, happy Thursday, everybody.
I'm going to start banning you from playing this game.
Yeah, like, if you don't get on board.
I do it purely now to get the reaction like I'm getting right now. And the look from Loggy every time I don't do it.
The side eye.
Stares at me like, I'm going to kill you one day.
Be part of this team.
On your cover letter when you applied for this job, you said good team player.
Yeah.
And we believed you because of the whole footy thing. Mm. And now we're not so sure.
Apparently not. There's no I in team and there's in lyrical headlines, so get around it. Did that work? I don't know, I just went for it.
Apologies anyway. For all of this, Beck. Thank you for popping in. Now, lyrical headlines for this week, is there a theme?
Yes. Think Birmingham.
Oh! Commonwealth Games.
Aussies.
Oh, okay, Birmingham and Aussies.
Is this songs that nobody watched or heard?
No.
No?
Okay.
Wow.
Songs that nobody invested
in. At least, do you understand that theme, Lingy? Last week you didn't understand what samples were.
Oh, yeah.
You thought we were going to be talking about, like, cheese bites and, like, little olives and things.
Pre-pair of shoes? Can I take
fabric samples.
Yeah.
Keep walking past the same little stall in the supermarket saying, oh, I haven't tried one of those before.
I love that.
All right, so you're going to read the lyrics like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, then the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Lingy.
All right, this is going to be...
You're really going to confuse me now, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
Confusing you got it right last
Stop doing
week.
It.
I'm starting to doubt your commitment to this game.
Yeah.
All right, question number one, here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. As I open my eyes, hold it, focus, hoping, take me back to the light. I know you're way too bright for me. I'm hopeless, broken. So you wait for me in the sky, browns my skin just right. You're so golden. You're
Tom,
so
Loggy. Oh. It is Harry Styles' Gold.
Yes. So golden.
It's like Goldie's theme song.
Oh, yeah. Goldie.
Cute, so yes.
Sorry, for some reason I thought they were going to be Aussie artists. I was very confused.
No, looking at, you know, at the winning, the golden.
Yes, all yeah. Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no,
all right, yeah. No, sorry, you had to spell it out for me. Okay, question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I call you when I need you. My heart's on fire.
Loggy! Okay, it is Simply the Best, Tina Turner.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Well done. Can you just can you check your buzzer, please, Lingy? You still here?
I thought you would get that one, Lingy.
Lingy. It's sort of working.
All right. That's one for Tom.
It's only
and
one
for Log.
Okay. I can tie it up.
All right, so how this is going to work is if Log or I get it, then it's a win. If you get it, we have to go to the
Everyone's
tiebreaker.
Everyone's going to be shocked.
Okay. Yeah. Amongst other things. Question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. If you love somebody, better tell them why they're here, because they may just run away from you. You'll never know what went well. Then again, it just depends on how long of time is left for you. I've had the highest mountains. I've had the deepest rivers.
Oh, no.
You can have it all, but not till you move it. Now take it in, but don't look down, because I'm on top of the world.
Not Tom.
Okay.
Is it Imagine Dragons, Top of the World?
Yes.
Ah.
Oh,
is it Top of the World or is it On Top of the World?
Oh, look, it.
Wow.
On Top of the World.
He cannot.
All right.
Take it.
Well
do you
done
want to do
you.
The last one?
Just, yeah, let's
just
do the last
let's
one.
Let's see if Lingy's actually.
Come on,
here.
Lingy.
Here we go.
Everybody wait 10 minutes.
All right, here we go. Question number four.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. If you want me, come and get me. You don't have a chance if you don't move now. I'm not waiting any longer. You know that I'm playing to win this time. When you make your move, I won't hesitate. If you take too long, you could be too late. This time
Loggy.
I'm playing...
This time I'm playing to win, and it's...
Yeah, I don't know
John Farnham. No, Queen. No. This time I'm playing... It's John Farnham.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Sorry, I just assumed you were wrong.
No, it is playing to win and John.
I did think we were kind of letting old mate here have a go.
By the way,
just for the record,
I knew what the song was. I had no idea that John Farnham sung that song.
Did you? Yeah. If you don't know, Can we play that out, Tom?
It's on Loggy's pump up playlist.
Yeah. Can we play that as an actual song coming up? Because we're doing things today. We played Fall Out Boy.
Is it John Farnham? Because I've got Little River Band here.
Well, it's John Farnham, Little River Band.
He is in Little River Band.
I know he's in it, but it's like...
This gets a play on the old vinyl, their house. Come on over.
If it was a Beatles song and you went, John Lennon, would it count?
Ooh.
But I have it as John Farnham. I had the artist as John Farnham.
Well, probably released his own version.
Two. So technically I won and that was just a third.
Sorry, mate, can't hear you. I'm not any longer. You know that. All right, thanks, Ben.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
How did you propose to Dodsy? Hang on.
On the beach out on, it was Lawn Point. Out that we went for a walk.
Would be on the beach.
He's a beach guy.
And I bet you had, you know, the Women's Day photo shoot with the surfboard.
Oh, we've got that up on
Insta. You would have had the surfboard like that and then you would have turned around, no shorts. Here's your ring.
Is it cold today, Lingy? I can't find it.
What size is that? It's a K. It's size K.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Exciting news for MKR fans. It's back in 2022 on Channel 7. It kicks off this Sunday night, 7 o'clock. And the main thing, the most, if MKR was coming back.
Yes.
There was one deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
And it was that Manu had to be part of it.
Oh, obviously. Anyone else could go, but Manu had to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fortunately, they did go and he stayed. So here he is now. Good morning, Manu.
Good morning. What an introduction. Thank you very much.
It's lovely to have you on. Lovely to speak to you again. What were you doing in between MKR and MKR?
Like everybody else, pretty much nothing. You know, like lockdown was terrible, but a lot of cooking, a lot of eating, so I was still practicing, you know, in between.
Yeah, nice.
During the lockdown, and everybody tried different things, we all had little hobbies that lasted a week or 2 weeks, were you able to get really creative in the kitchen, come up with things that have never been done before?
Not really, to be honest with you, because... we just cooked.
Yeah.
I didn't try anything different. It got to a point where it was getting really boring, you know, and even cooking was just getting okay, you know.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, everyone's trying to make bread, so I just assume you try a bit of bricklaying or something in the backyard, mix it up.
If I see an other side of video... it was just like too much. Like, come on. Anyways, I do a bit of DIY at home and stuff like that. I like that. But again, you know, it got to a point where there was nothing to repair, no painting to do, and it got to a point where there's you couldn't entertain yourself anymore.
No, that's right. Well, we're all out now, and MKR is back as of this Sunday night with a bit of a difference. Nigella Lawson, of course, replacing Pete Evans, and she just brings a certain niceness to the show. Is it just a nicer feel this year?
it's not a little bit of a difference. It's a huge difference.
Mm.
I mean, I do miss my friend Pete Evans, you know, he's my mate and we've known each other a long time, so I love him. But having a different co-host it was a new show, a new concept, and having a new co-host was wonderful, and Nigella is an amazing person.
Now, obviously, you know, one of your favourite catchphrases is "Where's the sauce?" And I say that so often. I yell that at people in my own kitchen now.
She's got it tattooed.
I do.
you can't see it. You can't see it.
That would be quite a terrible tattoo, Tom. So, not because of you, Manu,
where
just because
have
of...
Where, Where would you have
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Let's not think about it. Because that's just... Now I can't talk. I've got to go away. Sorry, Manu. I can't be here anymore. I've got to go.
Now, you had a question. What was the
question? Yeah, I did. And now it's... Okay. You are lovely. And even when you dish out some creative criticism to people, I see that you want to be... You want to criticise them, but in a nice way. Nigella is also the same. So did you have to rock off to be who would be the nasty one on the show, and who would really give it to the contestants? Because I can imagine both of you with being such nice people.
No.
It would just be really hard for you.
That's the hardest job for us, is to give a bad critic. So we're always trying to beat around the bush to try to make a bad critic sound a little bit better, I suppose. On air, but when the camera's off, we definitely go and have a chat to the cooks and let them know exactly what they should have done or could have done.
Oh, good.
To make
rip.
It better.
Let
yeah.
Rip.
Manu, I just want to reassure you that Loggy does know how to speak, and she does have a regular job here on radio.
I know. Sorry, Manu.
She's not a ring in for the day. She's part of the show.
I'm sorry.
We are pumped to see it, mate. It's great to have you back on the telly. Kicks off this coming Sunday night, 7th of August, 7 p.m. on Channel 7. So many sevens going on. Manu, hopefully we can catch up with you again during the season.
For sure. Thank you very much, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Yesterday, big allegations came out via Eddie Betts' book, or excerpts from his book, The Boy from Boomerang Creek. And there's been a huge reaction to it. Obviously, the Adelaide Crows have released a statement. The AFL has, and also the AFL Players Association. Mm-hmm. We spoke about it on yesterday's show, and it was really... I felt so bad for Eddie and his teammates, what they'd been through on that 2018 preseason camp, what they were exposed to. I couldn't believe some of the things they were exposed to, the trust that was broken, and how painful that must have been. Throughout the day yesterday, I found the responses, in particular from the Players Association, pretty pathetic.
Okay.
Because everyone's saying, oh, it's great the Players Association is... reopening an investigation in light of these allegations from Eddie Betts. I didn't see it that way. I saw it as the Players Association simply reacting to some bad headlines now and saying, we better look into this more thoroughly. Paul Marsh's statement says to me that how thorough a job did they do post that 2018 camp? I've heard the anecdotal evidence. I've heard from and spoken to players who've told me some of the things that went on in private over the last few years. A lot of people in the footy industry had heard these stories and knew these stories. We didn't know which ones were absolute fact and which ones had perhaps been embellished a little bit, but they were out there, which makes me wonder just how thorough a job the Players Association did at the time. Did they speak to a couple of players who were the ones who said, no, it was all fine, it was a bit of a hard camp, but I was okay with it. Great job, case closed.
Okay.
Or did they actually go into it thoroughly? Did they ask the questions? And did they represent the players like they're supposed to represent? Mm. They're not part of the AFL. They're a Players Association. And I feel that they let Eddie Betts and his teammates down by not doing a good enough job first time around. The AFL is the governing body, and yes, they have the overall say on things, but they're just there to govern the competition. The Players Association is supposed to represent all players, current and past, and I think they do a pathetic job of representing past players. Mm. The club is number one, should take the care and the well-being of a player into consideration. I think the Crows let Eddie and his teammates down on that, but I reckon the Players Association were the ones who just simply didn't ask the questions because they didn't want to know the answers, and they didn't follow up. Even when they got a couple of answers that seemed like everything was okay, they basically said, all good, we've done our job, move on to the next thing. Well, no, you didn't do your job. You did a really poor job of it. And now you're reacting to the fact that there's big headlines and Eddie has bravely spoken about it, what went on. And Eddie doesn't want protection just for him and apologies for him. He wants it for all his teammates. And one of his quotes said, I'm not just talking about my Indigenous teammates. I'm talking about all my teammates who are exposed to this. So good on Eddie for doing it. But Players Association and the Crows, well, you're just reacting now because it's come out. It's come to light. Do your job in the first place. Actually protect the players, which is your number one priority.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I'm a romantic.
You are?
You're a romantic. So are you, Tommy. Yeah. Your friend Maddie
He's the biggest one of the crew, though. Your beautiful little soul.
Oh,
absolutely. Your friend Maddie was on. She had a moment with a guy in a supermarket.
Yeah.
At the checkout. Didn't handle it exactly as she would have liked and would like another opportunity. Now, we're trying to help and we're trying to hunt down this person for her. However, I do have my doubts about whether or not it's possible. I don't think a supermarket is the ideal place to meet love.
I thought you were going to say make love.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see it all over your face.
There's a lot of...
That's a... No.
No, you're right there. It's not a good spot.
No, not a good spot. Aisle two.
The bread section would be comfy though. Jump on the donuts.
We asked for people to call in.
Ooh, in the old chicken hot box here. Just lie down. Get on the old bain marie.
Amazing.
I say it doesn't happen. Meeting somebody part of it.
Yeah.
Before you two and your minds just went racing elsewhere.
Yeah.
I'm doubtful that it could happen.
Or on that big bag of rice that they have.
The big sack.
Let's take you on the sack.
So we did say, did you meet him in the shops? Get on the phone, 52232955. No one called, but we've got someone on the phone.
We do. We have somebody who worked at Woolworths in store for a number of years and also Warn Ponds Woolworths while she was putting herself through university here at Deakin. That is the great Dodsy.
Hey! Dodsy!
For anybody who doesn't know, Lingy's wife, Dodsy, just for
clarification.
First
time on the show.
G'day, mate.
Oh, hello. Yes, very famous here in Stall and Geelong on the registers.
Yes.
Now, the reason why we've got you on the show, Dodsy, other than we love to chat with you because we don't get to talk at home. The kids never allow that.
Is that why you make use of that supermarket time when you go together? Sorry.
In your days working on the register at Woolies, did you ever... Did people actually, you know, meet up and, you know, eyes meet and there's a connection and, you know...
Sparks fly.
Oh, look, I can't vouch for customers because I was on the other side on the register. But, oh, look, you see a lot of people and you see a lot of regular people coming through. And I don't know, maybe it was just me in my prime, but I did get asked out on a date myself. A customer, a nice-looking young man used to come in and I think he used to try and get served by me. You know, obviously he's appealing. And... Yeah, about half a dozen times, like we just got a flirting and then all of a sudden he comes back to the service desk and just said, oh, look, I've got a little note for you. And it was his mobile number.
Oh,
my God, this is huge. It lasted one date. But anyway.
And then he had to move supermarkets. The worst idea.
Can I just clarify one thing? What year was this?
Early 2000s. So before you, luckily.
Oh, there you go.
And it wasn't Lingy.
No, but he was creeping around. I saw him.
Oh.
Me?
Just hiding him.
No.
No, I didn't get the
picture he said. So this guy actually did pass on his phone number.
In a supermarket.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And he got him a date.
Yeah, got him a date.
Not a second one.
Only one date.
Yeah.
No, not a second one.
Yeah. So love can occur.
Yeah.
So love occurred. Okay.
Well, actually,
I don't want to make assumptions there.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.